based on the non-scientific sample of 13 booths, it was erring very, very, very marginally on the side of yes, but there's too many different variances coming in on this count. You know, for example, some booths in North Inishowen were yes, some booths in Buncrana were no. You know, there's no rural-urban divide. One booth in Letterkenny, Lurgibreck, was split down the middle. Ballyrain, yes. Errigal College, no. So it's very, very close, and it's really, really hanging in the balance. Obviously, nationally, it seems to be trending towards a no nationally. And in Donegal, we're still very much in the balance. There's no real indication that it's going to go one way or another. But from the sample, the non-scientific sample of 13 booths, it's erring slightly on the yes side.
There had been an expectation that this would pass relatively comfortably on a national basis. Is it disappointing for Fine Gael that the no vote is as strong as it is? And is this going to be something of a bloody nose for Enda Kenny, irrespective of whether this is won or lost?
Well, I don't think so, because, I mean, even from my private conversations with the Taoiseach, I mean, the Taoiseach did put this on the agenda on the campaign, and I would have done this similarly as part of our election campaign, that this would be going to a referendum, and obviously he's followed through on that. And I think he was also unequivocal in saying that this is a democratic exercise for the people, and whichever way the people go today, I certainly, as a public representative of Donegal, will be respecting the mandate. And, you know, while the one disappointment is in the turnout, and we have to really, really evaluate and look at reasons as to why people didn't vote. You know, I talked to a lot of very, very civic-minded people that always exercise their votes, but didn't vote yesterday. And, you know, we have to take that quite seriously without obviously putting down any mandatory sort of measures in place to make people vote. You can't do that. I'm a believer that people have the right to vote, and, you know, have the right not to vote, but at the same time, a high margin percentage of the people staying from home will really need to find out why that's happening.